Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Oakerson and Dan Soder.
Man, there's a lot more epic songs you'd love to have playing when you're burning alive. You know?
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, this band is the one that had the burning...
This was the collapse of the... Was it the collapse of the stage or the rush? This is the fire, right?
It was the fire. They had pyro inside a small bar because they thought it was 1986. It's insane. Yeah. Oh, the bonfire. Yeah, it's pretty wild. That Great White had... They felt he needed to have pyro.
How many people were there and how many people died, if we can get some stats?
A bunch of people died. Trying to get all those fucking... Fat white ladies with tit tattoos out of those windows.
I don't know, dude. sluts can scurry.
There was a jam up, dude. Old 1980 sluts.
Old sluts can still scurry.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, once they hit that thing, dude, it's going to be
100 people die.
Milky tits. Yeah, the soundproofing foam went ablaze. The building was quickly engulfed in flames, and 100 people died. More than 200 were injured. Damn, dude.
Just knowing
300
that,
people were at a Great White concert.
Did you just knowing that there was a guy in a room that went? Because he put up that soundproofing. And the second it caught, you're like,
oh, why did I spend $5 less on the flammable soundproofing?
Yeah, it goes back even further to him at the thing. And they go, I mean, it'll save you a little bit. Kind of dangerous. He's like, whatever.
He goes, what is some asshole's going to come do pyro in our little bar?
Yeah.
All we what do is it, 1986?
We're an acoustic venue.
I thought this was Tesla doing a 5-man acoustic jam. Damn, Great White.
Also, if your family member dies at a Great White show, it's not like if they get stomped out at the Who, where you're like, civil court,
they saw
civil
the Who.
Suit time.
Oh, yeah, when you sue Great White, what
they
are you going to get?
Half a pack of Winstons?
Yeah, a board of guitar pedals.
Yeah.
Nobody wants...
You want Nikki Sixx's phone number? No. I lost my fucking aunt. Here's a Guns N' Roses chicken stub.
This is Kathy Ireland's underwear.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
just great things from the 80s.
Yeah.
He goes, here's a Polaroid of Sharon Stone sucking my dick.
You want a slap bracelet? What the fuck, dude? I lost a family member at your show because of a fire.
I give you one of those pencil holder things where it's like rubber. Your pencil goes through it.
Sorry.
School store products.
Sorry, Chief. Best I can do is an igloo cooler filled with a couple tall boys from the bus.
I got an old stage case that says Great White on it.
You want me to make a video for anyone that I could say like happy birthday.
A year
mom.
Of free cameos.
I can get you 6 months free cameo.
Hey, that's me, that guy from Great White. Just take my word for it.
Man, that has to suck when you buy a cameo for someone and they don't know who it is. If they're like, who is this? And you're like, you know. The celebrity should have to be there for that moment. If you make cameos, you should also, as the celebrity, have to be there, like watch the reaction and be like, fuck.
Well, a lot of celebrities don't give a shit. And they'll just wake up in the morning and start doing them, you see? Yeah. So like, I got asked again probably three times in the last like few months.
People want
to cameo.
We've gotten so many requests.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
For you to do cameos.
No, man. No.
You want to watch me be a prostitute? I'd rather walk in in fishnets and be like, hey, big boy.
Yeah, can I just fuck one guy to get ahead?
Yeah. I gotta slightly fuck all of these people, their imagination.
But again, that's why I'm saying, like, the might not know who they are is because you're getting people to do it. They do it in the morning while they're like, heating up their Pop-Tarts. You know
it's
what I mean?
So great. Their kids like,
so you get them in like a robe and they're like, hey, it's me that it's, yeah. It's Debbie Mazar. I'm here. Happy birthday, Greg.
It's Tony Danza. I'm making my eggs and I'm not paying attention to my wife.
I haven't put my face on yet.
Yeah. I hear you're in a pretty bad custody battle. Hope you win, buddy.
Happy birthday from me and Angela.
Okay,
bye. And you see, always see their big dumb hand come to push the stop button.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, at what point are you not having any personal life? You're just paying. People are just like, hey, here's $75. Give me just a second of your time.
We have so many friends that do it.
I know. I can't. Do we? Who's our friends? Who's our? Bring up cameos of friends of ours.
Oh, dude. Giannis.
Yeah.
Living large on there, dressing like a lady.
Yeah.
Stefano does him.
Oh, man.
Go to comics, though, yeah.
I know we've brought this topic
up. Of course,
before.
But there's more. But by the way,
but this is like finding porn.
But
this is like finding, this is like the same moral. If Nate's on here, I will fucking.
Dude, wait. Pause. I got to see if there's anybody I know. So, all right, so far, Colin Mockery, I've seen in things.
Tommy Chong.
From whose line is
Tommy
it?
Tommy Chong doesn't blow my mind.
Yeah, Kevin McDonald from Kids in the Hall.
Keep going down.
Yeah, these are fine. I'm talking about stand-ups that
we know. All
right,
David Koechner, that's sort of a saddie.
Artie, that's a bummer.
Dave, where? Artie, oh, Jesus Christ. Get it. That's the picture he chose to have up there? He goes, well, don't be blown away when this is what you see.
Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric, how much money?
Doug Benson will do it.
Cedric, come on.
Sid? Damn, man, it's so weird.
250.
Fortune Themes. Oh, yeah, I guess go see their prices, too.
150.
Joel McHale.
By the way, last time we did this, it was all like $50, $75. And now after the pandemic, yeah, they're like, you want to watch me jerk it? You want to watch me jag off?
Want to watch me slap it around a little bit?
Steve Rain is easy.
McHale, $200.
He's got to make back that fucking 9/11 lie money.
He lost everything in that.
You know?
Go down. What's Pablo Francisco?
Pablo does a lot of impressions to that.
Yeah, Pablo Francisco is just the price of meth locally.
He goes, I can get out of this.
$59, dude.
He goes,
that really was low. I was kidding.
All of his cameos are him going, you think I can't get out of this?
I can get out of this. Okay, I can get out of this. You're in good hands with Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Get to the chopper. You think I can't get out of this?
Is this his cameo?
You suck. What's that, sir?
His cameos are just disturbing. Where you're like, this kind of bums me out, man. He's got to get help.
Damn, George Went. Look how weird he looks.
Norm looks like the old man from
$25. Up. $125. He will take time out of his day to say hello to you.
For what? For a sitcom that no one under 25 really knows existed.
That's not the
under
price
30.
Of dinner. That's not the price of dinner for him and his chick.
No,
it's like it's so weird.
He goes, hey, you want me to pay for the steak dinner? Hold on, real quick. Hey, Eric.
It's me, Norm.
Norm. He's got to yell his character's name because there's no one to yell.
Look at Michael Ian Black selling out hard. 85 smackers, not even a yard.
You guys wouldn't even consider. I mean, it does seem like a pretty easy way to make a buck.
Can I tell you why?
Gushing the talk loud during my show on a cruise ship, Michael Ian Black.
I wouldn't be able to pop my dick out of my body after I recorded the first one.
I'd feel like an asshole.
And I did a commercial for a fat head for Mammoth Headwear. That was easier because this is what it is. You're talking to fans that paid you money. Jay and I have talked about this. It's the fact that they gave you money to be like, be my friend. It's the toy.
It's so weird.
They're like, you're my friend now. And you have to be like, what's up, bro? Hope your day is fucked. And then like, imagine if I was shoehorning in Bonfire phrases. Where I'm like, crackle, crackle.
I know, but I'm wondering.
It's making my dick go in my body, dude.
I don't fucking like it.
If I was a kid, if somebody like got me a cameo of like my favorite actress or singer saying happy birthday, and like I might really like that.
Sure, and then you would grow to disrespect them.
Yeah, here's what, because you find out somebody paid them $65 to do it is bizarre. But here's the thing. Also, it's, for me, I'm not pretending. On the one out of every 20 or so that I catch, and I'm smoking a cigarette outside, and I'm like, hey, dickhead, your girlfriend said it's your birthday, so congratulations, she got you tickets to come, you guys are coming to see me and wherever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just do it because I'm like, I'll fucking do it.
That's fine.
It's so, that's much more real. I like doing that, especially on ones where they go, I know, I didn't see you're not on Cameo, but can you just tell me how much it would cost to do that? I'm like, please? don't figure out how to send me money to say hi to your boyfriend. It's weird.
I've been at shows before. After the shows, people have been like, dude, can you do my answering machine as Macho Man Randy Savage? And there's like maybe four of us around. We've smoked a joint and hanging out there. And I'm like, give me your phone. I'll put in your voice memos. That's fun.
Dame will do that for anyone who asks.
No, I won't.
Oh, no, he won't. I mean.
But Jay will, starting this weekend.
Stand in line, dude.
Stand in line.
Free cameos for free everybody. Cameos.
If you go to Jay's show, that ticket buys you a cameo from Jay to whoever
you
are.
One cameo per person.
per ticket. You got a party of eight? That's eight cameos.
Disclaimer, none of this is true. But the damn thing might be. Go to the next page. Because when we see a friend, I'm looking at their cameos.
That's what it is. But I also want to clarify. If this is a comic that needs money, I can look the other way. But if it's someone I know that's doing well,
I won't name the comics who
there was
the
one
money.
That already came up that I already know that I didn't want to bring up because I know he's not doing great. Mm. He's not doing terrible, but he's not doing great. So there's people where I'm like, all right, whatever. You're hoeing.
What was it, Michael Ian Black?
No. If you got a hoe for a little bit of money.
Victor Bobadetto?
Dude, that guy fills arenas.
Victor Bobadetto. He's $65 for a cameo.
He watched me bomb at the old stand harder. I took two bombs specifically at the old stand that I remember. Number one, Vic DiBetto.
Vic DiBetto?
Watching me cake it first on an 8 o'clock show.
Really?
I mean...
Hey, these young kids, they don't know. Time for me to go up there and do some spaghetti stuff.
Dude, the way he looked at me after, he was like...
Mod on, that last guy with a man of God with a side of a cup of gold.
Yo, why didn't you talk about how things used to be? dude, that was cool. All right, let's see who's on here. Tom Arnold,
Dr. Glaucum Finn. Well, Tom Arnold's got a habit he has to take care of.
He's got a lot of stuff to take care of.
Look at that, the guy who played the rapper from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the white rapper.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Lil Kev.
I mean.
Joe Gatto. Well, you know, he's off the show, dude. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba.
Roastmaster.
Jeff Ross. $325 to price himself up.
He does like a well-shot OnlyFans.
Come on, we're going to find a friend here, and we're going to watch their cameos.
This really is...
Jeremy Piven.
That doesn't blow my mind.
This really does feel like comedians...
One of the comedians was the bad guy from Karate Kid Part 3.
Yeah, Mike Barnes. Brad Williams.
He should charge more.
Yeah.
He's got novelty behind him.
Get your price up,
Judy
dude.
Judy Gold,
$40.
Damn, Judy.
Christ almighty.
I would frame your cameo photo if you did that. With the price and your name on it.
Norton, goddamn it.
God damn
what are you
it,
doing?
Jim.
God, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
God damn it. Next time, then I need to know where money is being drained to. You need to pull me aside and be like, this dark thing happened, and I go, oh, fuck, okay, we'll do a cameo.
With his zany picture.
Pretty hefty coke addiction.
Yeah. Look at his zany picture, taking a little whack off an old strawberry frat.
He's like, it's pills, and it's a lot of pills.
I bet people ask him to do chip a lot.
Yeah. He should be...
Bobby Collins cost $1 more. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, you got to go on the website to see who's charging what, because him under Bobby Collins for $1 less.
It's pretty hilarious. Go down. Keep going.
Oh.
We're coming. There's friends coming.
Yeah, you can feel
Jackie the Joke Man.
Bobby.
Makes sense. Bobby Kelly.
Bobby.
$50.
Bobby.
Play Bobby cameos right
Bobby
now.
Bobby and Nick.
Bobby.
And Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Play them both.
Bobby. Come on. More than $50.
That's what? That's his cell.
Me, Cupid. How you doing?
Yo, no. Shut the fuck up.
No. We have to call Bobby.
Yo.
Bobby?
Yo.
Call Bobby.
What?
Can you text Bobby that we're going to call him? I'm sorry. I'm asking you to do two things at once, but this is bonkers.
He needs to answer for this?
He needs to answer for this immediately.
Wow.
I do not feel comfortable talking on the radio about Bobby Kelly dressed as fucking Cupid.
That's
for
crazy.
For $50?
For $50?
I can just spit in your asshole for $50?
Tell Bobby we want to ask him. Ask Bobby. So tell him we want to call him and ask him all the things we could do to him for $50.
I would rather list the things I'd rather watch him do.
Yeah. Can I spit in your asshole?
I would rather watch. I'd rather watch you cry. And then. Just
how much did he hit in the leg with a hammer?
Yeah. What do you let me do? Let me do to you.
Yeah. Let me do stuff to you.
What the fuck? Dude, what the fuck?
Hey, dress up like an asshole and call my mom.
Yeah. Put on lipstick right now. Two payments of $25. Do it.
Oh, shit, dude.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. For $50.
What happened when Patrice died, man?
I don't
know. Everybody splintered.
You know when people could take governors off of golf carts and they make them go faster?
Go fast, yeah.
Yeah, I think Patrice was the governor.
Patrice was the governor.
Should we play this?
Yeah.
Yes.
If we find porn, we play it.
Hey, Melissa. Cupid. How
I want Bobby's wife to come in with a chair like WWE. Just put him out of his misery with this fucking chair shot.
No, what they should do is they should pan over and see Max staring at him, disappointed, like he came into the room by accident. Yeah.
Holding a picture of Louis C.K.
Yeah, he goes,
I wish, why can't he be my real dad? Goes,
hey, Dad, I was one. Oh. What's
Hey, Dad,
happening?
I can't figure out this puzzle. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck?
And we
do I tweet this out?
Not yet. We talked to Bobby first.
We talked to Bobby first.
We talked to
By
Bobby.
The way, you can just find it. We don't have to tweet it out.
Yeah, if you're listening
Two
to
more
this.
Keystrokes,
yeah,
you'll find it yourself.
Cameo Robert Kelly. It's right there.
I think everyone from now on should say $50 only, and then you will only have him do it in a toga.
Dress as Cupid.
Dress as Cupid.
By the way, out of season, especially.
I want December
Cupids. Dude. I don't want February Cupids or January's. I want a random June Cupid.
If he tells me this is how he just bought outright two BMWs for him and his wife. Okay.
Well,
that's not what happened from this.
That have vanity plates, his and hers. Fine.
Because if that's not the case, and I don't think it is.
Bobby, there better be a fucking big bow on a car outside for Don because of these.
He's going to pretend he's asleep.
He's not answering.
But all I said was, can you call into Bonfire right now? I didn't tell him what you guys are saying.
Yeah, of course, because he knows a trap.
It's mega important.
Here's the thing about Bobby that, because I know Bobby, we both know Bobby very well. He's going to be like,
dude, this is for my fucking family. Fucking income. Sorry I'm not on fucking trillions or legion of fucking whatever.
I just want him to charge more.
Yeah, it shouldn't be $50.
I don't mind you're living the life, but live the life for some more.
I do. I don't want my friend Bobby dressing up like a goddamn thing for cameos for $50.
You better hike up the skirt at the end of it.
$50, dude.
I want to just send him. I said, Jay said it's mega important. I kind of just want to send him a picture of my screen right now.
Yes.
Do that. 100%. Jay said it's mega important, and then a picture of him dressed like that. Yeah. By the way, if he's driving, he just goes,
pull over.
That's one of the things he goes, what is this about? He goes, oh, those guys want to bust my balls, huh? And then he goes, oh, no, it's worse than I thought.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, no, it's worse than I thought, dude.
Oh, fuck, dude. We got to, oh, no, this is level 4. He's going, hey, Don, we're at DEFCON 4. They found the Cupid video.
He's not answering.
Maybe we, let's put a pin in this. Keep this one open.
Should we not watch it?
Oh, I want to see.
No, we have to watch it.
We have to watch it. We have to know what we're dealing with.
Oh, man, I don't know. This is like watching your dad in drag.
By the way,
it's on the internet.
This is uncomfortable. This is finding out your dad's doing gay stuff.
I think we both feel this way. I think we genuinely look at Robert Kelly as an older brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he has a very older brother feeling with us where he does scare us, but also we love him very much. This is very
immense,
hard to watch.
Immense respect.
Immense. I call him for life stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, he's given me major life advice.
He sat me and Jay down and yelled at us when nobody else would.
Yeah. He is a mensch in every sense of the word, a phenomenal human being.
Can you hit
this needs
now?
To be answered for.
Yeah.
Yeah. That said, Christine, please.
I just found a roll of nylons in Dad's sock drawer.
when my dad had trans porn.
Yeah, there's some questions that need to be sussed out right now.
Hey, Pop, tell me this is the middle of a 3-pack.
We have a happy Valentine's Day. You know that all the ladybugs and all the people in the jerk-off party love you, and you're the best. And if it wasn't for you, the thing wouldn't be going on as long as it is. Okay.
He's also giving cryptic messages.
Well, they have to, because that's how they tip off to the people that they paid. Like, oh, see? He knows about our jerk-off group. So he had to know that from somebody.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah, dude. This is
crazy. So I think he was going to say the thing. It's like when Brett Favre got in trouble, remember? Because he was like, he's like, all right, so down all the boys at the Klan rally, white power, bye. It wasn't that, but it was like he said a bunch of like racist things he didn't know he was saying because he was just reading the script they give him.
I genuinely want to know what is more uncomfortable, watching Bobby do this, or if you found video of me setting a camera up to jerk off and you saw me being like, You know, like that face.
Let
like
me ask you. Like, is this for money? Are you doing it for money?
But like way less than you think. Like a dirty
amount. I'm just saying, it is money.
Yeah, like $20.
That.
It's like dirty money.
That's harder. That's harder to deal with than this. Dirty. Now, if you were doing that for
okay, someone, what if I was just doing it for if someone for shits
if someone
grins.
Caught you Chat doing roulette. It for shits and gigs?
Yeah,
I don't. That this is way worse.
If I was doing it just because it's, I think it's as I would explain to you, I think it's hot.
Yeah, you think it's fucking. You think it's steamy hot action.
I would describe it as hot.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of hot digital action.
I do hot action. Yeah. Dude. don't check out my chat.
You manipulate yourself for men on the internet. That's okay.
I want daddies to tell me what to do.
That's right.
But no money. Just kicks.
Love of the
pure
game.
Pleasure.
That's
pure
your thing.
Love of the, as
That's
Jake
your thing?
Just said, pure love of the game.
That doesn't bother me 1/80th as much as Bobby taking $50 to dress like this.
Dude, and him going like this, Don, where are my wings? Where are the wings, Don?
I mean, should
no,
we
of
Don?
Course the fucking red, ones. It's fucking idiot.
Does Don know?
He looks like Bob and Ika.
Yeah.
Are there multiple Cupid ones?
Yeah, dude.
This must
I
have
think
just
this
been
is,
a thing he
I
did.
Think he hit a fucking gold vein.
Oof. NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goosey.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Should we move to a different person?
Yeah, because Bobby, we need on the phone for this.
Yeah, because there's 11 of them.
Cupid, talking to Jacob in the break about Cameo, and it really...
I think he's in.
I think you're going to do it. I think there's a chance Jacob starts a Cameo.
You should do it.
For $75 a video.
I'm seeing dollar signs now.
Yeah.
But my God.
But don't let that dollar steal your heart, dude.
I'm already feeling the shame afterward.
You don't want to price people out.
Yeah. Make it affordable.
You want to get the most amount of people.
You want to be buyer friendly. You have to understand. The pandemic took a lot of money away from people.
Now, I know you're thinking Chiseled Adonis is only $30, but I don't know who that is.
Dude, on the break, we called Bobby Kelly, who picked up the phone. Turns out he's doing an episode with Ari of his cigar podcast.
Two comics, two cigars.
And I said to Bobby, I said, have you looked at your phone? And he's like, no.
No, I haven't. He goes, why? He goes, I'll look right now. And then he just went, oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. And we started laughing. Thank God Ari's there, too. Bobby, have you looked at your phone?
Wait. We're in the middle of taping a podcast.
Well, that's crazy because we're in the middle of the bonfire right now.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, crossover.
Crossover.
Yeah. We're at commercial break right now. But, Bobby, have you looked at your phone?
I have not. I will look at it right now.
Please.
Please.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's on your phone?
Oh, no.
Bobby, you have to call into the bonfire. Bobby Kelly is going to call in momentarily.
With Ari, I believe.
Yeah, this is The Bonfire, by the way. Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. Full crew in studio. And one of our crew members, maybe multiple of our crew members, might be on Cameo.
DJ Lou, I think you would do good, too.
Smoking? With smoke in your eye?
Talking about Pearl Jam? I don't mean this as an insult, but Black Lou would do the least good because he's the least ridiculous.
Yeah, if you just wanted a nice family balance.
Yeah. Just a good answer by a guy who's all around just generally happy and upbeat, doing pretty good.
A good dude with a nice life. We got a Cameo for you. If you want Jacob, the mascot of the bonfire, or Lou, the resident just backbone, but he's the callous hands.
You catch Lou at the right time, he's just going to give you his phone number on his Cameo, and you just call him.
Let's just hang out. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Get ready for a fucking... He goes, dude, this is crazy. It's the first time I've ever had a Cameo Dropbox to me.
Hire me.
It's 35 minutes.
35 minutes. Hey, hire me, and I'll do whatever.
I've actually sent Jacob Drops to campers many times before, so they always want to hear him do those things. Famous drops.
I mean, dude, Jacob.
Lou, I charge for those, so I appreciate if you wouldn't do that.
Jacob, I mean this sincerely. There is a good chance that you would be the highest earner in this room on Cameo. Yeah.
I don't know what the market's like, but I will say that I would have to go full Jim Norton
costumes in order to keep up with Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you would. You'd have to be a Dangerfield suit with a white wig.
I mean, can we just put you on Cameo as all of your characters?
No.
Come on,
Dan.
Okay. What's just the big
deal?
It.
You wake up every morning and put on your stupid costumes.
I go.
What's the big deal?
I go.
You gotta look your girlfriend in the face while you put on a Dangerfield wig in a mirror.
I go, Katie. I would walk Myrtle. I got 14 Macho Mans. I got 5 Dangerfields.
I got two Winnie the Poohs.
I got a couple.
Some of the Winnie the Poohs are weird.
And honestly, I'm just
African
not,
dad. Yeah. I want African dad.
African dead father. Someone said that to me recently. They're like, "Yo, do you do an impression of your dead father as an African man?" And I go, "I do, because that's the way I look at it."
African dead dad.
Yeah, I miss you, son. I wish I was still alive to watch you accomplish all of the things you have done.
$75.
Unfortunately, I drank myself to death in 1997.
$75.
Cha-ching.
Bank right there.
I know there's a Japanese dad.
Oh my God. You've dishonored me again.
$25. It's already $150. We're already sitting down. One more of those? We're all sitting at Plataforma together crushing some fucking Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, my God.
Sam, can I manage your cameo career?
And then I'm leaving it on green. Drop more meat. Drop more meat.
Damn, Christine, we should go to Brazilian steakhouse on the way home tonight.
You guys should get meat sweats, you fat sluts.
No bread, though.
I've been trying to eat salads.
I've been packing it on.
You've been trying, dude. But you're not succeeding at eating just salads.
I'm getting fatter for Skankfest. Everyone's trying to get in shape. I'm hiding it under a beard, and I'm getting big.
Swolled up.
I'm not even in a good way enough. Just letting all the seams out, dude.
I'm going to eat so many carbs there, because that's going to be my whole.
Well, you know what? We'll go out to dinner after, you know what, dude, on that Friday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because I think, you know what, dude's my last thing on Friday, right?
I think so.
Schedule keeper?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I have 7,000 more things.
Come on, Bobby. Come on, dude.
We got him.
We got him?
I can't put him on the air, though.
Why?
Well, you don't have that kind of tech here?
Got him.
Bobbo!
Hey, what's going on?
I love Bobby, can I tell you right now? We love you so much that this is an intervention.
Listen, dude.
Bobby, I understand. I understand that you have a fucking tiny house in some
just
liberal
so you know,
state.
If you say listen 8 times before you start a sentence, you're still trying to think of what your excuse could possibly be.
listen, first of all, listen to me. First of all, listen.
Bobby, listen.
Gastric sleeve surgery.
Okay, but Bobby,
a different person.
Bobby, hold on a second. Now, I'm just going to break things down for you, and I'm glad I can hear Ari Shaffir in the background, because we need a fully confirmed Jew, and you know, not like a Jew, like a real Jew, to really confirm this.
Does Ari know what's happening?
Have you
seen it?
Ari, just to catch you up, Ari, little bonfire context, we went on Cameo to be like, let's see which one of our friends are on Cameo.
Page number one.
Page one.
We went through 39 other pages and found very few people.
We blew our load too fast because we found Bobby first. But we really have found that this is like finding your friend's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
This is
why I won't go on there. They just let anybody have it.
Yeah, yes. Yes. But Ari, here's the thing. Bobby does a good job. Bobby puts in effort.
Oh, effort? Costuming.
He costumes. He dressed up as Cupid.
I gotta give Dawn credit on the costume. She made the costume.
Okay.
You? Well, then your wife is aware that you've done this?
Now, Bobby, I'd rather find out that you and Dawn go to Eyes Wide Shut parties.
I will hit Dawn tonight when I get home from.
Bobby, we're looking at one of them where Max walks into the picture. What are you doing?
Bobby, here's the problem, and here's the whole reason we wanted you to call in. Robert, listen to us. We have already said you are a de facto older brother to both Jay and I. We love you.
Love you.
We have the utmost respect for you. The
Non-stop.
Fact that you charge
$50.
Bobby. You are worth $100. What are you doing?
Okay, this is the problem with having a wife. Because first of all, you know, you should do something for like Valentine's Day. I can make you an outfit, and you know, you could do a lot of people would. And so you think so? And I have.
This would happen. You moved out to the woods, and she had full control over you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Bobby.
Yeah, she's the one who said. She said, make it 50. Why? Don't charge so much. You'll make it affordable for your fans, and they'll have you do stuff. I was like, I wanted to do 500 because that will be the only people that do it are the ones that really want me to do it.
Yes. Bobby, right. I'm going to break your heart right now. Aaron Berg charges 150 a cameo.
What?
Three times as much as you.
Yeah, dude.
Bobby.
What? What? To go, you know, hey, happy birthday, you fucking. Oops.
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Birthday time.
Are you? Yeah.
Hey, heard you're having an insurrection.
Bobby, I swear to God, if you need to put your price up to $150.
$1,000. Bobby,
$1,000.
There you go. Am I worth $1,000?
Yeah. Bobby, you put on a goddamn dress and wings. Yeah.
You put on heartlings.
Nimesh Patel charges $1,000.
Yeah, Nimesh Patel charges $1,000.
You in a Wookiee outfit,
$15,000 for 1 minute.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, Bobby, I've already, I mean, $30 is just, it's a $50 is a crime.
It's a crime.
You should be $100 at least.
But what if I'm in an outfit? Should I be more for an outfit?
Yes, yes. Oh, Bobby?
Yes.
So much more for an outfit.
That's $200 for an outfit.
Also, how do you, I'm confused at how you request the costume, because I didn't see it in to sign up for a cameo.
Yeah, so the gig's up. We were going to buy a cameo and have you give a pep talk to the 13 hijackers of 9/11.
In a full Cupid gear.
Listen, I'm going to raise it.
Loves that.
I'm going to raise it.
Hussein Al-Ameed.
Dude, I know you got a lot of problems. You're scared of the cockpit, dude, but just take that thing. You can do it.
Yeah. Your government buildings are easy to spot from the sky.
You're against the odds. You only have box cutters. Your 70 virgins are waiting, dude.
Bobby, when you go to your cameo page, it's three videos of you wearing a toga.
Honestly, I want to find a VHS of my father sucking cock to erase this memory seeing you.
Wait, keep going. One's not even at the wings. One's just a toga.
Lazy version.
Well, because my wings fell off.
Look at his nipple.
Your nipple's
full
out.
Nipple out for $50, Bobby.
I fucked up, Dan. I'm in a hole, and I don't know how to get out.
But just listen, Bobby. Bobby, I'm telling you right now, this episode right now is really going to juice your cameo. So go change it to 150.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, this is going to juice your cameo.
Go grab your whitest sheet, bump up to 150, and get ready for the money to
roll. Tell Dawn to get the sewing machine ready.
That's what Aaron Berg does, though. He grabs his whitest sheet.
Yeah.
Bobby, I know the holiday seasons are upon us. I'd say think about maybe Dawn throwing together a turkey outfit for you.
Oh, my God. Everyone loves a skinny turkey. You're the skinny turkey.
And, Bobby, I've seen pictures, buddy. You look fantastic, buddy. You do.
Thank you, brother.
It's fucking so cool to see, man. Hell yeah. And to make you feel better about this, we did find Jim Norton does a really funny thing.
Dude, Jim's got every different character.
Every character has its own price and own amount and their own intro video.
So if you could, the next time you talk to your friend James, have him pull us aside to let us know whatever dark hole that money's going into so we can excuse it.
We have actually Jim and Sam's new intern is here, and he's thinking about quitting after what he's seen.
We got to put him on suicide watch for 24 hours.
The big black dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said, whatchamacallit, Patrice died and Jim Norton splintered into 15 different characters.
Look at that belt with the
fucks. This is me, dude. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know. I'm literally speechless right now. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm really fucked up about this. And I'm seriously angry at Dawn for fucking sucking me down to horseshit land.
Bobby?
And making me do this.
Bobby, I'm telling you right now, seriously, the first thing you need to do is go home to Cameo and change your price to over $125, because I guarantee you're going to get requests from this. Sure, it might be to paint yourself like the Thing from Fantastic Four.
Bobby, I know you're feeling a little bit down, but here, maybe this will cheer you up.
Hey, Melissa. Me, Cupid. How you doing? I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day. You know that all the ladybugs and all the people in the jerk-off
party love
you.
Jokes.
And you're the best. And if it wasn't for you, the thing wouldn't be going on as long as it is. Okay? You're the mama bear of the jerk-off party. I know that sounds pretty weird when you say it in a sentence, but you are. So even though you make meatballs...
It hurts my chest.
You hear that, honey?
It hurts my chest.
Your mama bear and a jerk off parties.
Oh, knowing that you had to read that and go, it's mama bear. Mama bear and it's the jerk off
party. Mama
bear,
jerk. I promise everybody I'll memorize them so I'm not reading.
Yeah, oh my God. Bobby. Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying.
I'm so sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for.
You have zero to apologize for.
There's no way there's not going to be at least a little dust up in your house tonight, though.
Oh, God.
Listen, I failed you. I failed you as a comic mentor. I failed you.
Oh, I mean, you gave us a really easy episode of The Bonfire.
Oh, my God.
In my stomach, dude.
No.
I feel really bad.
No, Bobby, we love you.
But Bobby, go on Cameo and raise that price immediately. Because Thursday, when this comes out Thursday.
I don't
know how to change it.
Yeah, just talk to Don. Get your passwords. Get it up. Because I'm telling you right now, Bobby, if you re-listen to us discover you on Cameo, you will hear we just know you're worth so much more.
So much more.
$50.
You're putting on costumes. Krista Stefano does cameos from fucking restaurants.
Yeah, from a Michelin star
restaurant. It's loud in the background. He doesn't give a shit. You're putting on costumes
at
home.
Chris is finishing his amuse-bouche and giving his mission statement.
But a question for Bobby. It doesn't even say where to request a costume. So does he just wear it naturally?
Well, as he explained, he only did it during Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Jacob, I'm seasonal. Like Christmas, I have a
Oh, Bobby. Oh, my God. I tell you right now, if you change your price, you're about to make enough money to buy a place in Aruba.
Or you can get real wings that don't fall off.
Oh, my God. We love you so much, Robert Kelly.
Dust off the Cupid outfit, Bobby. And by the way, you're dropping all that weight, buddy. You're going to be looking nice in it.
Yeah, you're going to be looking sexy as fuck. In fact, the second you get home and you park and you walk into your house, I want you to look at Dawn and go, get the band back together. We're about to get some requests.
Clear your mornings. Dude. We're about to be pretty busy.
Go get that sewing machine, you beautiful bitch. We're about to make money.
Oh, Bobby, we love you. Please come on the show soon with us.
I love you guys, and thank you for saving me.
It's okay. We just wanted you to know.
We'll see you at Skankfest.
We'll see you at Skankfest, buddy.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you, dude.
I'm telling you, he's the best. He's the best of all time.
The hanger is the harp is awesome.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, Bobby.
He had a hanger harp?
He's holding a hanger as a harp, like it's a harp.
Oh, I see the flowers. I didn't see the harp.
It's in one of the later videos. It's the one where he
gave up. Oh, it's his later stuff?
It's when he went electric. I don't know if you know. Dude. Oh, my God. I'm crying. Bobby rules, dude.
Really rules. Because Bobby takes it. I'm so embarrassed. He had no answer. He goes, I'm speechless.
That's why I kept going, listen. Listen, dude.
Listen. Listen to me. Oh. Okay, listen. All right, now.
By the way, Bobby's special is coming out soon on louisck.com.
Oh, yeah, really soon.
Very soon. So get ready to go buy that. Get a cameo, too, if you got extra scratch.
Bobby's funny.
Go get Bobby fucking
rules.
He did it
in Tampa,
rules.
Right? He did it down in Florida, right outside of Tampa.
Suarez,
Pete, maybe?
Yeah, I worked with Suarez at Sidesputters the weekend after.
Yeah.
And he said it was killer.
Oh, dude. Louis directed. Heard the room was beautiful.
It's called Killbox.
Yeah.
And Louis directed it.
That's fucking
great.
And
so it'll be available at louisck.com. Make sure you go buy that. Bobby Kelly's new hour special. He is one of the greats and one of our favorite people on earth.
Jesus Christ. Time to wrap up, Lou? Yeah.
Skankfest coming up, dude. You excited?
I'm super excited, man. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm
excited. Special
on
Saturday.
We got a lot of fun stuff. We have Friday, of course.
Friday, we have a bonfire. It's going to be a lot of fun.
6 p.m.
A lot of fun.
6 p.m. bonfire. We got some fun stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Dan Soder. Mm-hmm. Is on the road before that this weekend.
I am.
In Cleveland, Ohio, everybody.
Sharpening the blade.
Hilarities. He's sharpening the blade before he comes to war at Skankfest. I'm so excited the whole crew is going to be out there for Skankfest, too. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But go to dansoder.com for tickets and all the tour dates. He has, I believe, Nashville coming up.
Cleveland this weekend.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Cleveland's tonight, tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah, and then...
after Skanks, you have Nashville, but something
Charlotte.
Else. Charlotte.
Comedy Zone. Never done it before.
Cool room.
I heard.
Good people, good staff too, man. It's actually a really nice place. Yeah. You never done it before? No, they're going to be so stoked for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Bonfiremerch.com, at the Bonfire SXM on Twitter and on Instagram. We love you guys.
I got tickets, Orlando, Miami, Kansas City coming up, BigJComedy.com.
BigJComedy.com, and also, don't forget Jacob Patat on Cameo.
It's coming. It might already be up.
Also, Bobby Kelly, Robert Kelly on Cameo.
Yeah, Robert Kelly now going for $150.
Go spend that cash. We love you guys. Bye.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.